Our next conversation might be a bit uncomfortable for some, but that's the point. A new documentary called The Last Laugh looks at the question of whether or not it's acceptable to make jokes about the Holocaust with perspectives from comedians and Holocaust survivors. It opens in New York tomorrow, and joining us is the director, Fern Perlstein. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And also joining us is comedian Gilbert Gottfried, who appears in the film. Gilbert, welcome to Here and Now to you.
Oh, thank you.
And Fern Perlstein, let me start with you. Why did you want to make this film?
I wanted to make the film because, you know, a friend presented this idea to me many years ago in 1993. And it was just something that I really wanted to make, but I knew I couldn't make right away. And then years later, I saw Gilbert in The Aristocrats. And I said, he's making 9/11 jokes and people are laughing. People are ready for my film. So from 1993 till 2006, he truly inspired the start of it.
by talking about 9/11. Gilbert Gottfried, why did you want to be in this or be participate in this?
I had nothing else to do that day. It was something that just seemed like a good fit because I'm constantly getting in trouble for stuff I joke about. And you know, people are always, like, accusing me of, like, oh, that's, you can't joke about this topic or that topic, or it's too soon. You have to wait this amount of time, and then it makes it okay. So I was ready to talk about it.
Because you think that that's unfair, that you should be able to make those jokes?
I think it's silly that such a big uproar can happen over a joke. Like, I remember when I got in trouble with the whole tsunami business, they were writing it up as, and Gilbert Gottfried's tasteless comments and remarks, and none of them were calling them jokes. Because when you say joke, the word joke, you go, yeah, okay, he's a comedian, he makes jokes.
But tasteless comments makes it sound like it's a serious comment. It's not a joke.
Yeah. It sounds like I'm really making a statement, you know, like bad things that happen I'm in favor of.
Well, where do you come down on joking about the Holocaust?
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing. I feel the same way about that. Like, I've made jokes about the Holocaust, tsunami, 9/11. I mean, it's a funny thing. Like, I'm as hypocritical as anybody because when there was the big uproar about Mel Gibson, they said, you know, Mel Gibson was driving drunk and they arrested him and he asked the policewoman if she was a Jew and she said yes and he said, you Jews caused all the wars in the world. And then he called her some obscene sexual remark. And news came out that he slapped his wife while she was holding their child. And he said to his wife he wants a group of African Americans, although he didn't use that term, to rape her. And he would hit her over the head with a shovel and bury her in the rose garden. And when all that was said and done, all I could think was, wait a minute, what did he say about the Jews?
Well, Fern Perlstein, you know, we hear from comedians in this documentary, but we also hear from Holocaust survivors very prominently, in particular a woman named Renee Firestone, who lost family members in the camps. At one point, she describes being examined by the infamous doctor of Auschwitz, Joseph Mengele. Let's listen to a little bit of the film.
If you survive this war, he says, you better have your tonsils removed. You have big tonsils. So, you know, at that time I was thinking, is he insane? I mean, tomorrow I may die. I'm worried about my tonsils. But when I came back, when I survived and came back and I thought about it, what he said, it was funny.
So, you know, throughout the film, we hear details of Renee's life and we also see her watching comedians joke about the Holocaust. What were you trying to do by telling her story as part of this film?
Well, the thing that made me want to make this film is when I found out that there was some humor in the camps. that in that darkest of dark, people could still find humor there. And I wanted that personal story. I also wanted to see it through her eyes. I know that when I, you know, in the film, you see her looking at comedians through doing their stuff on YouTube, some Holocaust jokes. And I wanted that feeling of, well, you know, it's not a black and white issue. Is it okay or not okay? Well, it depends. You know, there's time, context, who's your audience, who's the person making the joke. There's so many factors. And I know, for instance, when she's watching Sarah Silverman do stuff from Jesus's Magic, which is a show I saw in the earliest of days, you know, on a, you know, little black box theater with a lot of people my age watching it in the dark where you're not being held accountable. It was hilarious. But then when I was filming her and the camera's on her face, hearing those same
she
lines
didn't find
delivered,
it, funny.
It was uncomfortable. Yeah. It was different.
What did that tell you, that she didn't find it funny after she's been talking throughout the film about how she does want to laugh at stuff like that?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? It's not a black and white issue. And also, she's 92. Well, at least she is now. She was probably a couple years younger then. But, you know, there's definitely a generation gap. But at the same time, just because she has a great sense of humor and a great spirit and chooses to laugh than to cry, she still may not find it funny when Sarah Silverman tells a joke about her grandmother having the tattoo from the camp say bedazzled instead of numbers. But she often says, you know, I don't think it's funny. I'm not offended.
Right, right. She's willing to let people tell those jokes. It's just she doesn't find them funny personally.
Right.
Let's listen to another clip from this film because you've got Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks talking about this. Let's listen.
Do you have a Holocaust joke? Do you have a Holocaust joke?
Gee, I don't know any Holocaust. Do you know any Holocaust jokes?
No. I can't go there. I can't. I personally, who have done a musical called The Inquisition, you know, with Jews floating around and being dunked in water and tortured, I cannot go there.
So I was surprised to hear that, Gilbert Gottfried, that Mel Brooks says that he can't go there when this is the guy who did Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah, it's very odd to hear him say that because he certainly doesn't hold back.
You know, he it's for him, it's, you know, you can joke about the perpetrators, but you can't joke about the victims. And he feels very strongly about it.
Hmm. So that's the distinction for him, is he's making a joke about Hitler, not the victims.
Yeah. But, you know, even early on, I started every interview with the same set of questions. And then I'd individually research that person and add a whole bunch of personal stuff to it. But every interview I started with, do you have a Holocaust joke? Because I wanted to sort of break the ice. And I started to notice this pattern that, like, after the fifth interview, I noticed everyone would say, well, I don't have a Holocaust joke, but I do have a Nazi joke.
Mm, interesting.
So then I would start the interviews with, well, I used to say, do you have a Nazi Holocaust joke? And then I tell them the story and I say, well, which do you have? Because it became such a thing. So I think even if people don't make as much of a distinction in that line, it's still ingrained in there. And for me, I didn't make a distinction. And when I brought that up and told that story to Gilbert in the interview, he said, yeah, because the Nazis had nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Well, they've been blamed unfairly over the years. As was Hitler. Maybe he was a little overzealous.
Well, I want to go to something that you say in the film. When you hear the phrase tragedy plus time equals comedy, your response is, why wait?
Yeah, I never understood it. Like, I don't know where there's an office who specializes in it and looks on their computer and goes, okay, August 2nd, you'll be able to say that joke and it won't be bad taste anymore. I say jokes right when the tragedy's occurring and people say, oh, that's so bad taste. To me, it's worse taste when you're saying it at a time when you're saying, well, it's acceptable now. Like, you could do jokes about the Titanic now.
Right.
And it's like, you won't get in trouble. But it's basically so when you wait, you're saying, hey, all those people on the Titanic, they're dead. And by now, their grandkids are dead. You know, the hell with them. I'll make a joke. And that's good taste.
Yeah, yeah.
At least with me. I do it when it happens. And part of what's funny is the shock value of, oh, you're not supposed to say that. And so you're acknowledging it as a tragedy.
I remember that right after 9/11, George Carlin was supposed to have a comedy special called I Kind of Like It When a Lot of People Die, which they ended up pulling just in time. Well, Gilbert Gottfried and Fern Perlstein of the film The Last Laugh. It's really interesting to see both comedians and Holocaust survivors talk about joking about the Holocaust. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
And Gilbert Gottfried, I have to say, and I'm sure that of all the films you've done, this is not the one that everybody points to, but thank you for Problem Child, which had me laughing for many years and still to this day.
That was a surprise hit. No one expected that one.